Olympics.
So now, yeah. So what are the biggies that are left?
It's mainly track and field. I mean, I don't know. And then other sports, but lots of track and field. But we don't have much. This is Thursday. I think the competition ends Saturday because the closing ceremonies are Sunday.
What's your favorite thing about the Olympics, Tom?
My favorite thing? My favorite thing that's happened in these Olympics was the Brit Bo Farah winning the 10K and his reaction and the crowd's reaction. That was my favorite thing that I've seen on TV so far.
So what was the reaction like?
Oh, it was just amazing. Just the crowd went wild. I mean, this guy. So, but as far as just Olympics as a whole, I like things that are timed, that are races, swimming, track and field. I'm not really big on things that are judged, like gymnastics and all that. So that's what I like.
You like it better when it's a clear, this is the winner, instead of up to somebody's objective opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Next time I want the boxers to have the floor dancing ribbons, and they have to hold one in their hand as they box.
Right.
I think that would be a...
I'd like to see them be bound like around their chest and biceps, and they don't box, they slap fight each other.
Oh, that would be good. I'd like that,
Well, if you want to see that, you just have to go down to Walmart at the right time of night.
Howdy, this is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry.
Wow.
Tom Turbeville is leaving the area after spending about 25 years here. I want to invite the communities to a grand send-off, August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza, from 5 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
The mayor's going to be there.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yeah, make sure you wear pants, Tom.
That's right. That's what I heard.
Sounds like you're kind of a big deal.
That's right. The congressman, yeah, sounds like it, doesn't it? The congressman's going to be there, he told me yesterday. We were serving beans and rice together yesterday. So
Tom's a bit of a name dropper, in case you didn't notice.
Oh. Okay.
Well, if I was a name dropper, I would have said his name. I'm a title dropper.
Yeah, that's a title dropper.
Yeah, there you go.
And so he's leaving, and then Chase is leaving. You know, he's leaving at the end of the month. He's going to go to work for Atmos. And, again, we think it's kind of funny that he's going to be talking about hot air and gas.
Natural gas, not hot air.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
And so the new voice.
It's not balloon.
The new voice is Kat. And Kat has joined us because she got up three times this morning.
She couldn't go back to sleep.
That's right. I said, okay, can I come in here? So anyway,
I guess I'll go in again. Yeah. You know.
So that's who the new voice is.
That's right. She's the one that puts on makeup before she comes to work.
Oh, I'm just addicted to being around quality people.
You need to look for another job.
Was she rolling her eyes when she said that, Scott?
No,
King's
I was being serious.
Hey, you remember that story we had? I don't know. This is maybe a couple of months ago about Google coming up with these self-driven smart cars.
Oh yeah, but they were going to test them in Nevada.
Yeah, something
like
that.
But they still had to have people in them.
That sounds like a childhood nightmare I used to have. You know, did you ever have that where you get into the car and then the car just drives off and you can't stop it and you're locked inside?
No, I had a normal childhood.
I didn't say it actually happened. I just said it was a nightmare. I had a hard time coming to grips with cruise control, I'll tell you what.
As a driver or as a passenger?
As a driver.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Currently, all Google cars are manned by two drivers in case something goes wrong, but they have now logged over 300,000 miles without a single accident, which is pretty good. I mean, it's better than you can say for Randy Travis.
Oh, gosh.
Randy. Randy took himself a mugshot yesterday, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Somebody did for him.
Yeah,
he didn't do it like a self-shot in the mirror or anything like that, but...
Oh. It was a MySpace picture.
Yeah.
And where did this happen? In Houston?
Sherman. No. It's up in Dallas.
Near Sherman.
Near Tioga, where he apparently lives.
Apparently so. Now, he is more than just being drunk, okay?
Yeah, because he was naked, too. I
mean, yeah, that's right.
Nobody wants to see Randy Travis naked, I'm saying. So.
Before Travis, according to the story,
get him drunk. Apparently it's not a problem. It's pretty easy at that point.
Before Travis's arrest on Tuesday night, a convenience store clerk had dialed 911 to report a naked man. I'm just quoting the story now. A naked man, a regular customer who regularly wore clothes, who'd come in seeking cigarettes and left in frustration when...
Why, because he forgot his wallet?
When they asked how you gonna pay for it. And that's kind of the way things went from there. And, you know, again, he's naked, and then the troopers show up, and he apparently got cantankerous with them and made a threat against him, which really wasn't very smart. They let him bar...
They got him in the car, and he threatened to shoot him.
Yeah, that's it. And again, he's naked.
Yeah.
Where are you hiding your gun?
So good. And so they give him a shirt so he can get his picture taken. And then he bails out in the morning, yesterday morning, about 10 o'clock, and he needed something else to wear, so they gave him a paper suit.
Yeah.
They gave him a paper suit to wear, and they gave him something else that was extra special. And for that, because of what they gave him to wear, he was wearing him a Texas Longhorn hat as he came out of the jail.
A gimme cap.
Yep, yeah. Naked as a jaybird. Then they put a blue paper suit on him and a hook'em horns hat. Chase and I said we were sure glad that sheriff's deputy wasn't an Aggie.
He might have been.
So there you go. Associated,
yeah, good point.
Yep. Associated Press all over America got Randy Travis coming out of the DUI tank up there wearing him a University of Texas Longhorn hat. So,
boy,
good
Texas
on him.
Texas will love that
yeah.
forever and ever.
Matthew McConaughey's going, all right.
Throw Ricky Williams in the mix and we'll call it good. Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently Randy's a mean drunk. I mean,
well, he is. And yeah. At least he wasn't in a church parking lot, which is what happened last time, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
all right, so now the question is, what does Randy and see, Kat and I went and looked on the website. I mean, he's got a gig in 17 days up in Ohio, and then he's gonna make a little swing through the Northeast, so he's a working singer. But he was driving a 1998 Pontiac Trans Am.
Now, that is a nice car. Let's
what?
Let's be fair.
It's 1998. This is 2012.
That's creepy.
I like older cars.
Yeah.
What, an older creepy guy's driving them?
An older country star.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Okay.
So,
well, he...
just saying. Yeah.
Well, he looked
to troll the high schools when they open up.
He looked pretty sober last time I saw him interviewed. That was when Andy Griffith died. Because he and Andy were tight.
Anybody,
but evidently he's often tight.
Anybody could clean up, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Golly, you want to talk about what you look like at Texas Tech? I mean, you know.
Now you're going to bed.
Well, no, I'm just saying anybody can, you know.
And I guess he could.
Hey, what's your favorite flavor of cake?
Obviously, cake. Changing
was
the subject.
About it.
I don't know. What's your favorite flavor of cake?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Oh. I like Italian cream cake.
Oh.
Right. Uh-huh. Boys?
I like white.
Chase is nonplussed.
I really am.
Yeah.
I mean, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, funfetti.
No, I like white on white, you know? I'm like
fun,
that.
Funfetti?
Yeah, funfetti.
Yeah.
Are you going to make me a cake, Kat? Cake Kat?
No, you may. No, she made that promise.
Because.
Now you're trying to hold her to it.
You know. I don't want to give you all any warning or anything, but, you know, since next week's all about me.
Gosh, like it's your birthday or something.
It is on Monday.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, do you think Randy Travis will make promises to change?
Probably so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sing it like you've lived it, butter. Sing it like you've lived it.
One of the other comments I saw was, on the other hand, was apparently handcuffs.
Oh, well, we'll be telling that story forever and ever, amen.
It's time to consider